is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump praised Iranian protesters on Tuesday, saying they were finally acting against the brutal and corrupt regime in Tehran. Iran's supreme leader accused the government's enemies of stirring the violent anti-government demonstrations. Hundreds of demonstrators have been arrested since the protests began Thursday in Mashhad before spreading to other parts of the country. The Deputy Interior Minister Hossein Zulfagare said 90% of those detained were under the age of 25. Some analysts say that is an indication of young people's frustration at lack of social freedoms and economic conditions, including high unemployment and rising food prices. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Tuesday called the protests an organic, popular uprising organized by brave Iranian citizens. She said the United States supports the Iranian people, and we call on the regime to respect its citizens' basic right to peacefully express their desire for change. The U.S. State Department urged Iran to stop blocking online social media traffic. Iran has curbed some social media services like Instagram and the popular Telegram. Pakistan is criticized and noted with, quote, deep disappointment, charges contained in a New Year's Day tweet by President Trump. It said Pakistan should not be held responsible for the, quote, collective failure in Afghanistan. On Monday, Trump said the United States had received nothing but lies and deceit in return for, quote, foolishly giving Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid in the last 15 years to fight terrorism. This is VOA News. Nigerians who fled the country amid the Boko Haram insurgency say their hope for the new year is to return home. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzeka visited a refugee camp at Minnawao and the village of Gawar on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria.
It is a festive atmosphere at Gawar village, one of the communities in the Mayocha Naga administrative unit on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria, hosting thousands of Nigerian refugees. Staff of the World Lutheran Federation, WLF, a global communion of 145 churches in 98 countries, share gifts and pray with Nigerians fleeing Boko Haram atrocities in their country. Obin Nzali of the WLF says they have organized an outreach program that will last 2 weeks to encourage both the refugees and their host communities to continue to live in peace. He says the presence of the refugees has an impact on the living conditions of the host communities whose resources are already stretched, and so they have brought together the refugees and their host community members as a sign of encouragement and to promote the spirit of living together in such challenging moments. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Minnawao, Northern Cameroon.
South Korea offered Tuesday to hold high-level talks with its rival North Korea over the North's possible participation in the upcoming Winter Olympic Games hosted by the South. The unification minister said Tuesday that Seoul wants to meet North Korean diplomats in a week in the truce village of Panmunjom. President Trump says young immigrants he wants to deport will turn against opposition Democratic lawmakers who have supported them and will, quote, start falling in love with him and other Republicans. Trump said in a Twitter comment that Democrats, quote, are doing nothing for the estimated 690,000 immigrants who were brought into the U.S. illegally by their parents and are just interested in politics in trying to prevent their deportation. Many of the young immigrants, often called dreamers, have only known the United States as their home. They were temporarily protected from deportation under a program started by former President Obama, but Trump ended that program in September. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's VOA.